Scientists discovered the oldest known DNA and used it to study what life was like 2 million years ago in Greenland. Today, northern Greenland is an empty, cold area. But in the past, it was full of trees, plants, and animals. Kurt Kjær of the University of Copenhagen was the study's lead writer. He said the research opens the door into a past that has basically been lost. For the study, researchers examined environmental DNA, also known as eDNA, from soil samples. eDNA is the genetic material that organisms put into their surroundings, including hair and waste. The problem with ancient DNA is that the genetic material breaks down over time, leaving scientists with very small pieces to study. But, with the latest technology, Eska Willerslev of the University of Cambridge said researchers were able to get genetic information out of the small, damaged pieces of DNA. In the study, which appeared recently in the publication Nature, researchers compared the DNA to that of different species, looking for matches. The samples came from an area in Peary Land, which is now a cold, empty place. But millions of years ago, the area went through a time of strong climate change that sent temperatures way up, Willerslev said. Soil and rocks likely built up for tens of thousands of years in the area before the climate cooled and locked the DNA into permafrost. The cold environment helped save the small pieces of DNA until scientists came along and took the samples out, beginning in 2006. The researchers said when average temperatures were 11 to 19 degrees Celsius higher than today, the area had an unusual number of plant and animal life. And pieces of DNA suggest a mix of Arctic plants with ones that usually grow in warmer climates. The DNA also showed the presence of animals including geese, hares, reindeer, and lemmings. Previously, a dung beetle and some hare remains had been the only signs of animal life in the area, Willerslev said. The researchers said one big surprise was finding DNA from the mastodon, an ancient species that looked like a mix between an elephant and a mammoth. Mastodon DNA remains have been previously found in forests in North America, a long way away from Greenland. I wouldn't have, in a million years, expected to find mastodons in northern Greenland, said Lova Dalen. Dalen, who was not involved in the study, is a researcher at Stockholm University. DNA samples also suggest the presence of horseshoe crabs and green algae in the area. Kjær explained that nearby waters were likely much warmer back then. Laura Epp, who was not involved in the study, is an eDNA expert at Germany's University of Konstanz. She said with the available data, it is hard to say for sure whether these species lived side by side, or if the DNA was mixed together with different parts of the landscape. But Epp said this kind of DNA research is valuable to show hidden diversity in ancient landscapes. Willerslev believes that because these plants and animals survived during a time of extreme climate change, their DNA could offer a genetic roadmap to help us deal with current warming. Stockholm University's Dalen expects ancient DNA research to keep pushing deeper into the past. I wouldn't be surprised if you can go at least one or perhaps a few million years further back, assuming you can find the right samples, Dalen said. I'm John Russell.